Sam is Bobby. At Shaw, double S, AM, space, ALZUBI, dictating for Dr. Anna Sobir, date of dictation, 24, January 2013. Patient name, Aaron Tucker, double A, R, O, N, space, T, U, C, K, E, R, date of birth, 11-16-1957. Primary care physician, Carl Fowler, C-A-R-L, space, F-O-W-L-A-R, address, 9600 Dexter Street, Detroit, Michigan, phone number 313-894-7881, fax number 313-894-6312, and Samir Fulham, MD, S-A-M-I-R, space, F-U-L-E-I-H-A-M, Bain Management, 4160 Johan Street, Detroit, Michigan, phone number 313-745-7246, 313-833-8477. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleague, we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Tucker, who you know is a very pleasant 55-year-old American gentleman with past medical history significant for hypertension, coronary artery disease, status both BCI to the right, coronary artery in 2004, and congestive heart failure with ejection fraction between 20 to 25, status both AICD placement since 2008. Last time took on October 18, 2012, atrial fibrillation, CHAB score 3, he is on digoxin for rhythm control and Coumadin for anticoagulation. He came to our clinic today as a follow-up visit. On today's visit, patient feel a numb in his both calf when he walked for about 1 block, and sometimes association with the palpitation on exertion. Patient denies chest pain, lower limb edema, shortness of breath, no orthopnea, no BND, no palpitation, no syncope, sorry, correction, there is a palpitation, no exertion, no syncope or brain syncope, no chest pain, no abdominal pain, no lower limb edema. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, COPD. Next paragraph, past surgical history, coronary catheterization and stenting, AICD placement. Next paragraph, social history significant for smoking 3 to 4 cigarettes per day for over 30 years, deny any alcohol or intravenous drug abuse. Next paragraph, family history significant for hypertension in his mother and diabetic mellitus and diabetes mellitus in his grandmother. Next paragraph, allergies, penicillin and aspirin. Next paragraph, current medication, albuterol as needed, spiriza twice daily, digoxin 25 mg daily, Zimbabril 20 mg daily, Amodaron 200 mg daily, Courage 25 mg BID, Isozorbid 30 mg QD, Hydralazine 10 mg BID, Coumadin 3 mg daily as directed, Entoglycerin 0.4 mg BRN, Omeprazole 20 mg QD, Ficodin ES for pain control BRN. Next paragraph, physical examination, vital sign on today's visit. The blood pressure is 113 over 78, the pulse 104, correction, the pulse 64, the weight 185, and the height 5 feet and 7 inches. Please write down the template of the normal CVS exam. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. AKG done on October 10, 2012. It showed a heart rate of 67. Normal axis, sudden syrethrum, first degree AV block, complete right mantle branch block, abnormal AKG. Echocardiogram done on November 2, 2011. Showed moderately dilated left ventricle with severe global hypokinesia and ejection fraction of 20-25%. The left atrium is mildly dilated. Latest scan stress test done on May 23, 2020, showing small size, equivocally abnormal and specific completely reversible defect, consistent with ischemia in the territory typical of the distal left circumflex. artery. Left ventricular perfusion was normal. Left ventricular myocardial perfusion was consistent with Mantle disease. Right ventricular perfusion was normal. Coronary catheterization done on July 22, 2011, showing non-obstructive coronary artery disease, severely depressed left ventricular systolic function. Bilateral carotid Doppler ultrasound done on November 7, 2008, shows no evidence of atherosclerotic disease and no evidence of the significant arterial stenosis in carotid system bilaterally. Segmental ABI study done on October 18, 2012, it shows an ABI on the right 1.38 and on the left 1.38. Results were normal. Arterial Doppler ultrasound of the lower extremity done on March 7, 2012, shown triphasic waveform with bilateral lower extremity and biphasic in the left anterior tibial artery. Pulmonary function test done on October 10, 2012, showing an FCV of, showing a VC of 3.28, 89% of the predictable, FEV1 of 2.39, 82% of the predictable, and FEV1 over FVC ratio of 0.728, which is 92 of the predictable. Laboratory blood test done on February 22, 2012, it shows serum electrolytes with a normal limit, CBC with a normal limit, and a normal renal function test. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, coronary artery disease. His status post previous stent to the coronary artery in 2004 with the left heart catheterization that showed non-obstructive coronary artery disease and Batten stent of the right coronary artery. In today's visit, he was asymptomatic. His most recent stress was negative. We recommend him of the lifestyle modification in form of the regular exercise, balanced diet, and low in fat content, high in fiber, and to continue on his current medication. Number two, congestive heart failure. He was status post echocardiography that shows ejection fraction of 20-25%. He is on AICD. Last time checked was on October 18, 2012. He is on Zinobril and Coreg. We recommend him to continue on his current medication and continue regularly monitor his AICD as long as congestive heart failure is a concern. Number 3, atrial fibrillation. He is a state most atrial fibrillation, CHAD score 3, ondiloxine for rhythm control and Coumadin for anticoagulation. His recent INR was 0.7. We recommend him to continue on his current medication with regular monitoring of his INR as long as atrial fibrillation is a concern. We will continue to monitor him. Number 4, carotid artery evaluation. On today's visit, he was asymptomatic. His recent carotid Doppler study showed no evidence of significant carotid artery stenosis. We recommended him of lifestyle modification and to continue on his current medications. Peripheral artery disease evaluation. On today's visit, he was complaining of the bilateral lower limb intermittent claudication, rather for the class 3. His recent segmental ABI study was borderline. We recommend him lower extremity arterial Doppler study to collide the stenosis. Number 6, hypertension. His blood pressure today was 113/78, close to the optimum required blood pressure. We recommend him to continue on the Risnobril, Amiodarone, Coreg, and Hydralazine therapy. Our goal is to have blood pressure below 140/90. Blood pressure was 113/78. The pulse 64. Please try bringing down the template of the normal CVS. No correction. Number 6, hypertension. His blood pressure measure was 113/78. Which is close to the optimum required blood pressure. We recommend him to continue on the Zinobril, Amiodarone, Coreg, Hydralazine therapy. Our goal is to have blood pressure below 140/90. Number 7, hyperlipidemia. We recommend him to continue on his current medications. Number 8, sexual problem. The patient on today's visit complained of difficulty during sexual intercourse. We prescribe Cilice 10 mg to take in as need, and we want the patient not to take the Cilice with the nitroglycerin, and we will continue to follow up his condition in the next visit. Thank you for allowing us to participate in care of Mr. Tucker. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Mr. Tucker back in 3 months. Meanwhile, he is instructed to continue with his primary care physician. Sincerely, Hussam Azoubi, medical student, dictating for Dr. Anas Abed. This is the end of the dictation.